Hello, hello. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome,
to the best
2-1-1 ever! Well, Alex, today we are actually on a 2-1-1 date because...
Oh my gosh.
I would like to introduce to the world, this is my cousin Rudy. Say hi to everybody!
Oh my god.
Oh god, okay. He wants to sit on my lap and not be seen.
Valid.
I'm babysitting, so I apologize about the third wheel, but I know you're here for it, because usually you have Layla, and I have no one. Now I have somebody.
I'm so happy that there is a dog in your lap right now. It is next level when you're doing a podcast, and there's a dog sitting in your lap. Next level.
He wants to hear what we're talking about, because he did watch this week's episode of The Bachelor. He was disappointed that there were no furry creatures, but
what the heck? Why don't we do dates where like everyone just pets a bunch of puppies? Like, I don't understand.
Well, we got Lotto instead, so
before we get started with this recap, Amanda, did you realize that Zach eliminated 10 women last week?
No way.
Are you serious? We said at the end of the episode, like, he eliminated these 5 people, but he actually eliminated 10.
I mostly counted how many women he kissed night one.
Yeah.
Not so much who went home.
Yeah. So there's only
a lot of girls.
There's only 20 women left this early in the season, which is kind of crazy.
But I also think that boy doesn't mess around. So, you know what? He did send Madison home. And then he had the rose ceremony last week. And then he had one this week. You know, he don't miss around.
Zach the snack. Don't mess around. But what was nice about the fact that there were only 20 women, he was able to take every single woman on a date this week.
That was really nice. I mean, it does say a lot about his character, honestly, that he wanted to make time for all these freaking women.
Yeah.
So I was like, good for him, honestly. You know? That's just my thought.
So tell me about Miss Lotto, because I have no idea who this person is.
Lotto, I've been in the same room as Lotto.
Yes,
because she opened up for Lizzo when I saw her in concert. I will not go into it any further because I don't really want to discuss my opinions on that. But we'll talk about the group date. I'm sorry, just to being honest here, I'm just keeping it rated PG.
Wow. Well, I've never heard of Lotto before in my life.
Oh, you probably... Basically, Lotto is the one that ruined Mariah Carey's Fantasy song and changed it to Big Dick Energy.
I did recognize the songs they were playing in the background of the date. I mean, I don't know anything about Lotto. I know that song. I like that song. And
yeah, it's a bop.
I liked how she was on this date. I thought that she was fun.
Yeah, so she took over the date to basically find out who in the room has the bad bitch energy. Not big dick energy, bad bitch energy. Which, I don't know. So basically, the women walked the catwalk, tried to impress Zach. And then after that, they kind of told some stories about who they are and what makes them a bad bitch.
Yeah. On the inside, not just inside. A bad bitch on the outside. Are you a bad bitch, Amanda?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You are too, bitch. Though. You are too. We both are. We are the bad bitches of Bachelor Nation. Just say. Right, Rudy? Yeah.
We're rebranding this podcast. Rudy and the Bad Bitches of Bachelor Nation.
Oh my god. So that was their first group date. I mean, I thought it was pretty interesting. I thought of all the girls on the catwalk, Mercedes looked really good.
She killed it.
Yeah, she freaking killed it. And of course, Kat wore cat ears. That's literally, this is what I have in my notes. And Bailey was looking for big wig energy.
The wig, I'm sorry, Bailey, not cute.
Yeah, I like you, Bailey, but that was just, I would rather stick to the big bitch energy than the wig energy.
To me, it seems like Bailey's one of those like night one storylines, and she's already being cut out of the narrative.
I don't know. But however, let's talk about freaking Kylie.
Yeah.
Miss NBA dancer really put on a show. And she kissed him.
I know.
So that was kind of a lot. I watched that and I was like, whoa, holy shit.
I liked it. Whatever. It didn't give me villain vibes. No. I just thought she was killing it, you know?
But you know who kind of did give me a little bit of villain vibes? I hate to admit, I don't really see a bright future for Brianna. It pains me to say it from one Jersey girl to another. She just brought out the moneymaker and, you know, that's the performance.
It's going to be tough. I mean, maybe we'll get into it a little bit later, but we're already seeing this narrative of conflict between Brianna and Christina. So one of them is going to be named the villain of this season. And after this episode,
we'll talk about that in a bit because I do have stuff to say about that.
Okay, and perfect.
You know I'm going to say it like it is.
But this whole date, Brianna was upset for valid reasons. I mean, she got America's First Impression Rose. I believe she deserved America's First Impression Rose. And she has yet to receive a rose from Zach. So, of course, everyone's spiraling, but I understand why she is in this moment.
No, I understand. And she's allowed to feel that way. I totally get it because, you know, the rose wasn't from Zach. It was from the world. So I can understand how she feels in that moment. And then we'll talk about Christina in a little bit because we'll get into the rose ceremony later.
Okay.
But I will say, Catherine is up there for me, Alex.
No way.
Way. Because she did get the rose on the group date.
She did.
And
but like, they why?
Just really like seemed to be on the same page. I don't know. There was just something about them. And I was kind of like, okay, they could be cute together. I don't know.
I wish I never read her bio. Because now I'm just like, you do not look like Julia Roberts. That's all I can think the whole time she's on my
screen. Oh, I forgot about that.
That's all I can think. Oh,
maybe she'll come to the realization that she is not Julia Roberts and there is only one Julia Roberts in this world.
Yeah.
Just saying. But I don't know. I mean, oh, the other dramatic part, which we did not bring up of this date, was Lotto invited three former quote unquote villains of Bachelor Nation. We have Courtney, Tajwan, and Victoria.
Ugh.
And okay. So right after, you know, they always show like teases of what's going to happen in the episode.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, that's Tajwan. She literally called it from the start. And I was like, holy shit, you're right. So Tajwan thought she would go and like shoot her shot with Zach. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And Zach is such a gent, first of all. He has
really
respect for the women. He's like, no, don't come on.
And I thought it was funny. He was like, yeah, I'm already forming connections with these women. I'm like, bro, it's week one.
Week two now.
Yeah, week two.
So why would Tajwan come on? I don't know. And she was really nasty to all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, I feel fine. I'm normal.
Yeah, she was like, okay. I didn't notice any bad bitches in the room. And I was like, I'm the better bad bitch. Do you know who the heck Courtney is? Did you watch her season?
Yes, yes. I do know who Courtney is. Courtney actually won that season of The Bachelor. Believe it or not.
She did.
She did. And obviously things didn't work out. She was with the other Bachelor named Ben. Uh-huh. I forgot his last name. But that season was hell to watch. If I could talk about it, I would. It was horrible. I watched it when I was like 10 or something. It was terrible. And I was like, that girl sucks.
She came out and she was like, Don't worry, we're not here to steal your man. And then literally Tajwan tried to steal him.
I know. And Tajwan was like, I don't see any of these girls being there for Zach. I don't think any of them brought it. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? There's an NBA dancer. Mm-hmm. One of the girls already got a freaking rose and she brought out the moneymaker. Like, what? Yeah. And there was a wig.
Yeah, there was a wig. I think Tajwan could have gone about it a different way, and I would have been supportive of her staying. I do like Tajwan. I don't think Tajwan is really a villain. I just think of how she was sweating so much on the beach in Paradise.
Oh my God. The Tajnado.
Yeah. But the fact that she was so rude to the women, I'm really glad Zach sent her home. One more thing I want to say about this date. Did you see Zach's Instagram post about this date? Where in the background it said BBE for bad bitch energy. And Zach captioned the post, boring bachelor energy.
You know what? I'm starting to get a good vibe about Zach. He has a pretty good sense of humor.
Yeah, he's really growing on me. Yeah.
Our paths are crossing.
Our paths are crossing.
All right. So we talked about the big, boring bachelor energy. But the first girl that got the one-on-one is Christina Mandrell.
Christina Mandrell.
Okay. So, of course, we start off the first one-on-one date with what feels right to people, Bachelor Nation, a helicopter day.
She was so
Los Angeles.
Going right above the mansion. And Christina Mandrell was so cute. She was like, I've never seen a helicopter this close in person. I was like, girl, me neither. You get it.
And of course, the girls at the house were like, yeah, that's them. That's them. So I liked Christina during this date. I thought she was going to bring out villain vibes immediately. But let's just say a lot happened the first date after they got off the helicopter. She literally met Zach's whole family. What do you think about that for a first date?
I think it's horrible.
I agree.
And Zach was like, oh no, my family's really nice. And I've dated people before and met people's families and had the person be like, oh, the family's really nice. And they're not. Like, you don't know. You think highly of your family.
Yeah.
You do not know how your family's going to react when they meet someone who it's your first date with them. You're on a national television show. I was blown away. I mean, I did think that it went really well. And Zach's family was super sweet and super cute. But like, that could have gone horribly.
It didn't. It was Zach's mom's birthday. He missed her actual birthday. So they had a party, like, I think a week after mom's birthday at his childhood home. And so Christina saw like all his baby pictures and everything. And I honestly fell for her, too, because when she was looking through the album, she's like, I really miss my daughter and I want to tell Zach about her. But it's our first date.
Yeah. So, and it wasn't appropriate to say it when you're in the helicopter. And now when you're at a family barbecue. So
I would have told Zach night one. That's just me. But you know what? Go with the flow.
Really? You would have told him night one?
Yeah. I mean, just to say, like, why I'm here and what I'm looking for and, you know, I'm leaving behind a daughter.
Yeah. I do understand.
But she did say it at a good time.
I understand why she waited, because night one, if you hear that and you're, like, overwhelmed with the idea of becoming a father, like, that needs to be, like, a sit-down, long-form conversation.
Yeah, and that conversation actually went pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach was totally honest. It's not like he faked around. He's like, oh, you know, that's great. He's scared. Like, that's scary, you know, to like, yes, he wants kids, but you know what? Like, at least he's honest. And that's what I like about Zach. I think he's probably the most normal bachelor we've had in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have mad respect for him to saying to Christina, like, that's how it is. That's how he feels. And, you know, and Christina's like, if you don't like it, then let me know.
Yeah. And he was honest. He says, I'm going to give you this rose because I really like where things are going.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm sure Blakely May is a wonderful girl. And maybe I will feel at some point that I'm ready to meet her and I'm ready to be a father, but I don't know.
And that's totally okay. That?
Yeah. This date is exactly this. As I was sitting watching this episode and this date was happening, I was like, this is why I watch this show. Because first of all, I was like, I kept audibly going, oh my gosh, so cute. Like, literally, like, this was so, it was such a sweet date.
It was a good date.
But also, I really, as much as this show does not have certain conversations that I wish it would have, having conversations, a single mother on a date and having, like, I feel like this was a really good example of, like, how to treat someone when they tell you this. And it was a really good example of, like, how to have these conversations. And There were so many quotes from this date that I was just like, this is so precious. When Christina was like, I'm chasing real, I wanted to cry. I'm like, aren't we all chasing real? Like, aren't you looking for an authentic, like, meaningful relationship? And oh my God, Rudy.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Rudy, are you looking for something real? Well, Rudy actually has three girlfriends. They all are in his neighborhood and they're all named Lily.
Wow.
So, you know, Rudy doesn't need to go on reality TV. And he's also dating one of my best friends, Stephanie.
Oh my God.
So, you know, right, Rudy? You love Stephanie? Yeah. How cute. Yeah, he just went like this. He's like,
adorable. The only other thing I'll say about this date is when Zach gave Christina the rose, he said he understands that this process goes two ways. I've never heard a bachelor or bachelorette say that before, acknowledging that just as hard as it is for Zach to say, I don't know if I'm ready to be a father, it's just as hard for Christina to say, I don't know if I'm ready for this man to be my child's father. I don't know if I'm ready for this man to be my husband. And this process, as much as one person is giving the rose and the other person is accepting the rose, this is a team effort in a relationship. And to have the lead acknowledge this process goes two ways. It's not just me choosing who I want to be my person. Like, I've never heard that before on this show. And to have that articulated so beautifully, I was like, Zach, you're a great bachelor. Thank you for being
really,
here.
He really is. ABC, you did a pretty good job. That's all I'm going to say. So let's talk about his second group date, because we already discussed Christina's still here and it was a great date. So his second group date was pretty simple, honestly. He just had all the girls come over to his house, hang out in the backyard. He basically kissed all of them.
Wait, was that actually his house? I thought that was a joke.
No, that was like the house that he has while he's the bachelor right now in LA.
Oh, I thought that was
not his actual house.
Okay.
Of all of them, I think he really opened up to Jess, and that's why she got the rose.
Yep.
I loved their conversation.
And that was sweet. She was like, tell me something unique about you. Like, I need to feel like we're really connecting.
Yeah, and Zach opened up about how he grew up with a disability. You know what? He's so humble.
He is. He's adorable.
That's really all I have to say. And at first, I didn't think Zach really was into Gabby, because like she kept calling him like Zachy and like stupid shit. And, you know, Gabby just was really unsure about if she should stay or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the rose ceremony kind of proved everything wrong, honestly.
I think Gabby is a Final Four contender.
Interesting. I was kind of thinking the same thing, too, because they do have a lot in... Yeah? You think so? He was stretching and he went... You're making a lot of noise today.
He knows it's a podcast. If he wants to be, if he wants to be seen, he has to be heard.
Would you like to say anything to the people of what you thought about the episode? He's like, no, I want you to take me for lunch, bitch.
I really liked Gabby, and I don't know. The fact that they were making such a big deal about the fact that they hadn't had time yet to talk, and she's not the only one who he hasn't had time to talk. Like, who he hasn't talked to yet. This is the first group date of the season.
Right.
And I don't know. I just thought, like, as awkward as they were, like, they were both awkward on the same level.
And Zach likes goofy girls. That's what my mom said. She's like, Zach likes really goofy girls. I'm like,
yeah.
That's probably why he was on Gabby and Rachel's season.
And it didn't happen on the group date, but later on at the rose ceremony, just because we're talking about Gabby right now, he said that he gets giddy around her.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's cute.
That is so freaking cute. And Gabby was like, I don't want this to be the Gabby show, but I feel like I just talked about myself. And I'm like, girl, the Gabby show was last season.
I know. I do miss that Gabby show.
Yeah. That was the best Gabby show there ever was.
Gabby, come on our podcast. We love you. Even though I know you're so busy with Dancing with the Stars, but
it's okay. We love you. We're worshiping you from afar.
So basically, like, that's really all I had to say about the group date. Jess got the rose. They had a pretty deep conversation.
Whoa! You're making so much noise, dude.
I really hope I can hear him, so I hope it translates to the podcast.
I know. No, it's funny. My aunt's probably going to laugh. She's going to be like, oh my God, he did a lot of talking. He has a lot of things to say about the episode.
He's a drama queen, and so are we. So he's welcome.
Yeah. No, he's on the floor right now complaining about all the girls. He's just like, oh, I can't deal with this. The rose ceremony was pretty interesting, honestly. We're going to go back to Christina and Brianna. That seems to be like one of the main topics here.
Yeah.
Do we agree that Christina was mean to Brianna? Or?
Yeah, you think so? Why? Why do you think so?
He doesn't like her.
I do not agree that Christina was mean to Brianna. I do agree that Brianna had a valid reason to feel some type of way night one.
Yeah, totally.
Because you're coming in, you're super anxious. Like she said, she's like, I don't know if I'm going to have a support system here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also important to acknowledge that Brianna's Black. And people on this show who are people of color, sometimes, like, they are quite literally the minority on this show.
Right.
And she might have been feeling some type of way, felt like there was a target on her back because she got America's First Impression Rose. And for Christina to turn around and say, oh my God, I love your dress. You're so cute. I hate you. I understand how Christina saying that was like joking and being cute. But I also understand how that could have rubbed Brianna the wrong way.
No, I totally get it. I see both points of view. And Christina, at the same time, she was saying that she doesn't remember and she apologized for everything, you know.
She felt super mature.
She felt bad. But, like, next week is, you know, from the trailer, it's not really showing her in a good light. So I kind of have some concerns. And Zach was also concerned about Brianna that she has some walls up.
True.
I mean, I think she's a little bit too serious for him, but that's just me. Like, she's not as goofy, you know, as the other girls are. So we'll see if Brianna opens up.
Yeah.
You know, we'll I don't know, but somehow Brianna got saved. So.
Yeah. I don't think they should do an America's First Impression Rose again.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. I thought it was cute the first night. Especially because it makes Bachelor Nation feel like their voices are heard. But seeing the position that it put Brianna in, like, I don't think that's fair to do to one of the women.
Yeah. So would you like to tell Bachelor Nation who went home? I feel like that's like your role on this podcast. As the Bachelor Grinch, you know, you gotta.
As the Bachelor Grinch, yes. That's the first time this season you've addressed me as the Bachelor Grinch.
Well, you've said it multiple times throughout the past two seasons, so
I know, and you're the Bachelor Goddess, as everyone knows.
So that's why I'm letting you tell this.
Thank you. Surprisingly, we had a couple Paradise contenders go home. We've got Kat, I was surprised, and Kimberly, I was also surprised. They both seem like they were like fun, like potential villain types, will be on Paradise.
Shows you he doesn't mess around though.
Yeah. And then the third girl, I think her name's Victoria. She was the makeup artist. She got no screen time. I don't know. I hope her makeup artist business increases after showing her makeup on the show.
Amen. But
that's it.
Do you also notice this one thing too? Like, my mom pointed it out to me and I couldn't stop laughing. Do you notice how all the girls whisper when they say bye? They're like, after Jesse's like, okay, it's time for you guys to go, they're like, bye. Okay, bye.
No. Oh my God.
I was like, why are they whispering? Like, what is going on? Everybody knows that they have to leave. Just say bye to the group out loud. They're like,
yeah, they're like, oh, it was so nice meeting you.
So nice meeting you. I'm sure you're gonna find your person.
Yeah. No, like, I didn't notice that, but I totally get it.
You know, it just made me laugh. I'm like, oh my God, Ma, you're right.
Harry's so, always right. Mama G.
But next week looks pretty good.
Did you see in the preview where he asked someone to spend the night?
Yeah, that was a lot.
I was like, why wasn't this in the preview night one? I'm going to be thinking about this the entire season.
Now we have to think about who he wants to spend the night with. Yeah. Could be Bailey. I don't know.
I think Bailey's done. I think she's out soon.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought Bailey was in our top four.
I know she was.
But I'm moving Gabby to my top four.
Who knows? Maybe it's Gabby that he wants to spend the night with.
I don't know.
We'll find out next week. But for now, that's pretty much all we have to say. And we will be back next week talking all things Zachy.
Amanda.
Zach the snack.
Amanda, before we go, that was such a cute outro. Who gets the one-on-one next week?
Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe Jess?
Okay. I'm going to vote Charity.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right. Well,
now go back to your adorable outro. Sorry to interrupt.
I don't even remember what I said. But we will be back next week to talk all things Zach the Snack. And who knows, maybe we will be right about our one-on-one predictions. Or we'll be wrong, but we'll still talk about it anyway. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.